You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So right now, the top trending topic is the Met Gala. The Met Gala was last night. If you don't know, it's a fundraiser they do in New York City where they invite a bunch of big celebrities and they dress in crazy outfits.
And I am exhausted because I just got in. I mean, I was there all night. I knew I had to be here for work this morning, and sure. I am just absolutely burnt.
Special guest. So yeah, there's always a theme, and this year's theme was the Garden of Time or something like that. It's always wacky, yeah. But the one celebrity that people are really talking about is Kim Kardashian, who's a staple at these awards at this fundraiser. Mm-hmm. But look at her outfit, and tell me what you notice about her on the red carpet. There's one specific thing.
What is it?
Her waist is about the size of a small side salad plate.
Yeah, it looks like she can barely breathe.
Oh God, yeah, I realize that now. Now that she moved her arm a little bit, you can see. Yeah. Wow,
it's incredible. I've never seen a waist this small on any person. Well,
She's wearing some sort of a binding thing.
Good Lord!
And that's why I bet she's having a hard time breathing.
She has to be.
If you look at her face as she's standing there taking pictures, she looks kind of uncomfortable.
Honestly, it looks ridiculous.
You think?
I think so. I don't think it looks attractive at all.
But doesn't it have to be a part of this, you know, clown show, Met Gala thing?
But you're right. It makes her look very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. And her hair looks, dare I say, damaged. And no, it doesn't. It just looks fried. Her hair looks fried.
Take it back. Take it back.
I'm sorry, man. I know that's not a good thing to say.
We got to wrap up the show now.
Yeah, so people are accusing her of having ribs removed and all this kind of stuff. Well, but
who would be? I wouldn't be surprised by that.
To get the perfect.
The extreme kind of procedure, like, because it's only going to go, more and more extreme as we go along. Mm-hmm. And why not?
Yeah, it's wild.
Why would it be unbelievable for her to do that?
Yeah. Maybe she just broke some ribs to put it on.
Yeah,
maybe.
She probably broke ribs in while she was at the Met Gala.
She had to bend over
trying to breathe in that thing.
Popped a couple.
Superman is also trending. They showed the first look at the new Superman in the DC universe, and this is what the new Superman looks like. And kind of looks like every other Superman I've ever seen. Correct. I don't know.
You know what he looks like? Superman.
Yeah. I don't know. This is a big reveal, but people are very upset, saying the costume doesn't look right. Oh my God. This is not the Superman I love. It's baggy. Is that are all those criticisms accurate?
He's sitting down. Yeah. How can you really tell if it's baggy?
They said this reminds me of the CW Superman when the costume wasn't right.
So is it off, Rob?
What?
Is it off?
I don't think so. I think he looked fine to me. Yeah. Okay. I don't like Superman, to be honest with you, though.
All right.
Boring superhero.
Yeah.
Boring.
He's Superman. The worst. He's the worst.
But you do like Super Them, though, right?
Right.
It's a big difference. You gotta stay up to date.
Super Them.
I like Super Them more. But those are just a few things that are now trending.
Today's group therapy is just spectacular and very juicy from a member of the radio family who has asked to remain anonymous because, she'd like to have some time with her kids, but she can't because there is another, her opposite is always butting in. How do you handle something like that? What did he hear the details of this? All coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Today's group therapy is juicy. We'll get to that in a couple of seconds. But if you have not checked out the Ace and TJ family app, everything is there. More than just the Ace and TJ show. More than just TJ's podcast every day at 10 a.m. Eastern. More than just Ace and Friends every weekday at 3 in the afternoon Eastern time. There are games you can play, ways you can win rewards and concert tickets and extra stuff and Ace TJ Prime and Ace TJ Prime Plus and so many different things. It's your one-stop shop for entertainment. It's really all you need. You know, that's really all you need. So just download the Ace and TJ family app in your app store. And then again, as TJ pointed out, if I got to tell you that it's in your app store, you got bigger problems. Yeah, worst things going on in life.
Or we're honored to be your very first app purchase.
Or that. That's right. We'll look at it that
way. Or not purchase, but download because it's free.
Free.
It's Tuesday. The doctors are in. This is group therapy on the Ace and TJ show. The Ace and TJ
show. Okay, so this came to us last week, and it kind of feels like it's just in time for Mother's Day. It's kind of long, but we'll burn through this from a member of the Ace and TJ radio family. It says, my adult child and their little family have the other half's parent living with them. When we go to visit, we also have to deal with this person. When in reality, we just want to spend the time with our family. This person butts into conversations, can be very rude as they say things under their breath. They have some medical issues, as do I. But it seems theirs comes on heavier when trying to get someone's attention. They expect the adult kids to wait on them hand and foot. This person has expected my partner to help at times. Excuse me, aren't they here to help me? They're fully busy. Of course, we have to share special days with this person being around, when sometimes we would just like a little time to ourselves as we don't live with them and get to see them every day. The person gets jealous if anything is done for me or if grandchildren pay me more attention. Yet they seem to get all the time in the world with kids and grandkids, get to take vacations, get better gifts as they pitch a fit if it's not a good enough gift. They get to tag along. I'm never asked to tag along for anything. None of us are promised tomorrow, but with my help, my odds are maybe 5 more years. I would just like to be able to spend this time without this person around a little more and be able to have memorable time with my family, our family, without this person butting in. Any suggestions? My thought was, why can't you just go to your child and say, hey, you know, I don't have a lot. I only got 5 years or so left. Is there a way we could just spend more time together, just us as a group, just like us as a family? Because I don't really get to lavish my full attention on the grandkids or on you or have this attention because this other person is always being involved. Just be honest. Talk to your child about it.
It completely changes the dynamic when there's an outside person there, you know?
Yeah.
So just say, hey, or bump up the time you have left, you know? Tell, you know what? I only have 6 months to a year and a half tops. So could you at least do that for me in this short time?
That great works idea. Because then after that, you can always go, look, we all know I'm living on borrowed time.
It's a great idea.
How much longer I have?
They may say I might be gone tomorrow.
Yeah. So what are your suggestions? At the Ace TJ show, we'll get your thoughts, your answers coming up next.
It's radio. It's a podcast. It's the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show. More next.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. beautiful rooms, and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
All right, so today's group therapy, kind of make a long story short. We have a woman, she and her significant other, she's not in great health. And her kids have the other grandparent living with them. So, for example, if it's her daughter, it's her son-in-law's mom lives with the family. And butts into everything. Always looks for more attention. Always takes attention away from the Ace and TJ radio family member who has the problem here. So she wants to know, how can she get more time with just her family without this other person around, without this other person butting into the situation?
I mean, that should be easy to talk to her daughter.
You would think about. So. That's just an easy conversation.
I'm just imagining what my mom would do. My mom would have already said, like, the first time it happened, she would have been like, well, I mean, I thought I was going to get to see my kids and grandkids today, but evidently not. Oh, my mom.
I love that.
My mom would be right on it.
That would be smooth. That would be smooth.
Yeah. It's like she doesn't get enough time with y'all, and I have to share my time with her.
But we're not advocating that as a way to handle the situation, though. We're not saying that's what you should do.
But don't throw that option away.
Well, there's no need for me to come over there. I'd never get to talk to the kids anyway because their other grandmother's always monopolizing their time.
But
no, she doesn't.
Now, the lady pointed out she's only got about 5 more years to live, she believes, due to health issues. So as TJ said, his suggestion was, if you missed it, was just bump up the time. Yeah. Tell them, I've only got a year and a half to live. I need to see my grandkids a little bit more just by myself.
Remember the date, September 13th. It's happening.
Linda said, is it possible to meet them for lunch or dinner? Maybe an overnight trip occasionally. Well, they've tried that, but the other person is always there. Cassie said, invite them to visit at your house.
They'd bring the other one with them.
What if they bring her with them?
I bet you they would.
Yeah, and she said, some people can't see how you feel if you don't show them or tell them. So make a way for just your kids and grandkids to talk with you about it. Well, I would leave the grandkids out of it. Don't talk about it with the grandkids. They don't need to be involved. But it is okay. You should talk about to your child about it. Go, hey, this is kind of struggling here. Yeah. And then Brandy said, this might be an unpopular opinion, but this sounds like an it's all about me mindset that you're claiming the other parent does.
No, most of the time I'm looking for that. But I don't think so in this one. I don't blame her. You know, why should you always have to spend time with your family with somebody else around?
With somebody else around.
Yeah, I mean, she's got her time.
Yeah, and if the woman had any sense at all, the other lady had any sense at all, she would be able to assess the situation and go, you know what, I need to just let them have some time by themselves. She needs to be able to visit without me being around here.
Right.
But she's not a kind-hearted person, apparently.
She's the one looking for the attention.
Exactly.
That old bag.
So there is something that has gone, like, there's going viral. I don't like the term, but it's a great description. There's mega viral. And something that has gone mega viral that you first heard about from the Ace and TJ show that has just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And we'll give you an update next.
It's radio. It's a podcast. It's the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show. More next.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
You want to be on the cutting edge of what's viral, what's happening? You need the Ace and TJ app. Why do I say this? Because every day there's the Ace and TJ Show. Every day there's TJ's podcast. And every day at 3 in the afternoon, there's Ace and Friends. And last week, maybe a little over last week, early last week, Riggins brought us something that we discussed. That was a question that was beginning to get some legs on social media. Would you rather be stuck in the woods with a man or a bear?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first I had heard of it. And it has exploded since then. Sounds stupid, but it is the one of the hottest things that's happening right now. It is. There may be a million videos just about this question alone. On TikTok, the man versus bear question. It's about how safe some women feel around men in general. Now, some of it is an exaggeration, but here's one to give you kind of an idea of how
would
it works.
You rather be stuck in a forest with a man or a bear?
Man is scary. With a bear. Well, I've heard about bears. They don't always attack you, right? So maybe a bear.
Depends what man, but probably a bear.
100% a bear, which is like terrifying to say, but
definitely a bear. Some men are very scary out there.
A bear.
I would say a man.
So the point of it is how women feel about men, supposedly. Now, a lot of them, like I said, they are joking. And that's one. There are 8 women that are asking that. 7 of them say bear. And the other bajillion videos, usually it's just one person that's asked. They're just asking one person in particular about it. Plenty of women are defending guys, saying it's a ridiculous question that's not really being answered honestly. But a lot of people are saying it's a discussion about how safe or unsafe women feel around men they don't know in general.
Absolutely. That's what it is. And it's depressing.
Well, it's because society has demonized men, especially masculine men, for so long. The toxic masculinity and all that. And some of it boils down to the fact that they're not ever going to allow themselves to say they need a man for everything because of feminism. They would rather say I need a bear more than I need a man because they just cannot bring themselves to say, yeah, I would need a man in that situation. Mm-hmm. That's what a big part of it is. Now, I think they're saying that because they're delusional. Because I don't think they would pick a bear. And I said that the other day. Because a bear won't listen to him. The bear walks off to go fishing and stuff like that. Just like a husband
walks away.
Yeah.
Just like a husband would.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Everything you need to know coming up in Now Trending.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Ace If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Happy National Teacher Appreciation Day. I may have made a colossal mistake yesterday when I announced that it was National Nurses Week and National Nurses Day, but that coincides with National Teachers Week. So I don't know. I think we got to let the teachers and the nurses fight it out.
I don't think those should be the same week.
I agree.
Those are two big groups, and they should be separated. That's a shame that they even have to share that week.
What if you're a nurse teacher?
Yeah, or a school nurse.
Right. What do you do there?
Well, if you're a school nurse, you're just a nurse. You're not a teacher.
Oh, how dare you?
Well, you're not. It's like, you're not a teacher. You're a nurse.
So National Teacher Appreciation Day. They have a bunch of TikToks instructing, teaching people how to give better gifts during National Teachers Week. They do like little tutorials. Teachers get together and they go, this is good, this is not as good, so this is great.
Wait. The teachers have put together their own videos of what's appropriate and how to buy better gifts for them.
That's correct.
Well, that's a good. Classless.
I think it's great.
So the men teachers part of that too?
It was a man and a woman. Wow. The one I saw.
That's bad.
Starbucks gift card, great. Bringing him a coffee mug, not as good.
Now, those were the teachers, you're sure, not the room parents that are the ones in charge of buying the gifts for teachers.
It was, and it's a trend. It's like there's a lot of teachers doing that.
Okay. All right. Well,
really?
I think the teachers deserve a gift in 2024 if they're not, indoctrinating your kids to be little Marxists. And they deserve a gift because they're fighting the good fight. And then that would also be very cheap.
But tell me.
Because chances are you wouldn't be having to buy very many gifts.
Doing a video telling people what they should buy.
Yeah.
It's all in good fun, right?
No.
That doesn't sound like
fun at all.
It's a shame. Ryan Gosling's The Fall Guy has officially bombed at the box office. $28 million domestically. They said, I think it took...
$120 million to make.
Something crazy like that. And it did not do well. And they said, there's still hope overseas, it can happen, but that is not a good opening. It was a weird subject to do. I don't know, because I don't think the people that are going to go see this movie were familiar with the original Fall Guy. I mean, that was before I was born. And I think people going to see a Ryan Gosling movie will tend to skew a little younger after Barbie.
But I think that they changed it so much that it didn't have anything really to do with the original TV show, other than the fact that they call it The Fall Guy and he played a stuntman.
It just looks hokey.
Yeah, it looks like it's all, the AI looks bad in the trailer that I saw. And,
really?
Yeah, it's just not.
Yeah, the whole thing just comes off as almost like parody, like bad parody.
Okay. Was the original not goofy, funny like that?
Not really, no.
It has some goofy, funny kind of.
Was it a comedy? Scenes.
No, it was. No, it was an action show.
It was just an action
that had a little comic relief in it.
Okay, all right, yeah. I didn't know anything about the original, so I was not that surprised that it just bombed the way it did.
It is a great concept. He plays a legitimate Hollywood stuntman who has to do bounty hunter work on the side.
Okay,
I didn't know to make ends meet and all.
Yeah,
and so it gives you two kinds of action.
Okay.
The stunt world and the bounty hunting world.
Yeah. So we'll see how he rebounds from that. But those are a few things that are now trending.
All right. Riggins' dream pet has been found. We're going to see what it'll take to get him one. Coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Calitrin. Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Make sure you got that Ace and TJ family app. There's all kinds of stuff on there. Just full-fledged, boom, 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 entertainment at you all the time. Yeah. Is that where the rewards are, is on that app,
yeah.
Riggins? So you can win all kinds of cool prizes with the rewards. Rewards and awards. All right. So go get that Ace and TJ family app. Now, not long ago, we heard a story about a zoo in China that got some controversy going because they had a guy in a bear suit out there pretending to be one of the bears at the zoo, you know, a real bear. And somebody said, hey, that bear just took a smoke break or whatever it was. That's not a real bear. Well, there's another zoo in China that has taken some chow chows. You know, those are Chinese dogs, chow chows.
Yeah.
And dyed their hair, their fur, and called them pandas and put them in a panda exhibit.
Nobody will ever notice.
They're adorable as panda dogs, God. But who would ever believe that those were panda? You better go, panda.
Okay, from a distance, I see how you might be fooled for a minute.
Yeah.
You're walking by quickly. Hey, pandas. They're tiny pandas, but pandas.
They're baby pandas. And so they were first suspected of this when one of the zoo goers said, they move really fast for a panda. And they bark. Does that have anything to do, you know, with your suspicions there that the pandas are barking?
Yeah.
So the people at the zoo didn't deny that they were doing that. They just said, we don't have a panda exhibit, and we thought that this would be the closest thing and put that out for the people to enjoy. And then, of course, people started saying, well, you're just cruelty to animals. You're dyeing their hair and, you know, all that. And you know what they said? Humans dye their hair all the time. Yeah. It doesn't hurt them. It's not going to hurt a dog.
They're fine.
Yeah.
And that is adorable.
Right. Now, Riggins, I know you're not a fan of having the chow chow as a pet, because you could have had one, but that's you ended up with the dog that you got. But I think your dog, the caisson, could be trimmed up and have his hair dyed and all that, could look like a panda. You could make that dog look like a panda.
I've considered it.
Because Riggins loves pandas, his favorite animals, and he sleeps with a stuffed animal every night called Pan-Pan.
That's true. I do love pandas. And my old groomer, they used to dye dogs all the time.
Yeah.
Mostly poodles and stuff. But I thought whenever I see a dog dyed like a panda, I'm like, that would be adorable.
Mm-hmm.
You get a lot of attention like that, though.
Yeah. It'd be fun. You have it out on the leash walking it?
Sure.
You talk about getting the chicks now.
Oh, my God.
If you're walking a panda on a leash, a baby panda down through the city.
So cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that baby panda has the runs. Yes, he does. Not a lot of bamboo around here in the suburbs of Charlotte. It's cute, though.
All right, so I think it's happened to most people. You're stuck on a plane, and then an emergency happens, not with the plane, but with you. So how do you handle that emergency that's going on inside your body? And you don't want to disturb the other passengers. Well, we have the exact answer of what you need to do coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So, I don't know if this happens amongst other friend groups. It happens with us all the time here on the Ace and TJ show. We talk about horrible places to be stuck when you have to go to the restroom, number two, you know, like at a concert festival or something like that. You know, we're always discussing that sort of thing. I think at a rave, when they had rave clubs, they called them that. A rave club in Mexico is probably the worst that I've ever experienced, being stuck where you have to do that.
Having been with you that night and seeing you in that moment, I can't even imagine how bad that was, because you looked terrible.
And this was a Mexican rave club, not just a rave club in Mexico. This was a Mexican rave club that we were the only white people in there. Like, everything was in Spanish, and we got taken by an insider into this area, somebody who knew the lay of the land. So y'all love this place.
And it's not his fault, but it's really hard to party when one person's sitting there, his face is kind of green, and he's sweating, and you know that he's an unbelievably uncomfortable. It's like, well, we can't be having a good time around him now.
Yeah, I accidentally drank the water or something. I don't know. But I always think that a plane, being on a commercial flight, would be right up there with one of the worst places to be when that has to happen. Would you rather be in a concert, what do you call it, concert festival, than a plane?
No, plane. I'd rather be in a plane when that happens. Yeah.
You, Riggins?
Yeah. Fewer people, better access to a bathroom, and at least you can get some privacy.
Cleaner.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
But, mm-hmm. but then you can't go home right afterwards, which is what I would want to do.
That's a good point, actually.
That is a fair point, Rob.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. might embarrass yourself at the music festival, but you can go head out right afterwards.
That's a really good point.
Well, there's a guy on this travel site called One Mile at a Time, and he says the best time to do that on a plane is when they start the food and drink service. Because once the carts are in the aisle, the other people can't get out. Okay. Into the aisle, so you minimize the chances of somebody standing outside, you know, waiting for you right when you walk out, and that embarrassment of, you know, sorry. Hmm. You know, but doesn't that mean that you're not going to be able to get back to your seat for a while because you can't get past the beverage cart?
There's the chance. It does lead to that possibility.
Just standing in the aisle, as people looking.
It just kind of depends on the timing of the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, you got to stay in the aisle and clinch.
And then how do you know? I guess when you see them really, like, just first start to move the beverage cart, then you jump up and go out there. Because if you wait too late, then they're in the aisle already. You can't get past there. Yeah.
You just call out to the flight attendant, "Hey, miss, I'll have a Diet Coke. I got to hit it on the head over here. I got to drop, you know, pinch one off." E4, window seat, right. Ginger ale.
I was going to say, ginger ale on ice.
Some soda crackers, just please.
E4.
Love your day today, by the way. I'll be back.
I'll have the brat on the menu. Yeah. Bananas, rice, cakes, applesauce, and toast.
Oh, bubble guts coming through. Skiss me.
Yeah. It's the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Yeah, get it at the Ace and TJ Family app. Go get that. Get all of our stuff. Some stuff you don't even want, you'll get. Just like when you buy a new smartphone. There's things on there, so much stuff you won't even use it all. Same with our app. So much entertainment, you won't even have time to get through it all in a week. I'm telling you. Now, I say entertainment. I didn't say good entertainment. I just say entertainment.
Yeah, which begs the question, is it really entertainment if it's not good?
Yeah. I know y'all have seen this because y'all are all over the TikToks and everything, but I just saw it yesterday. The lady at the Sonic ordering a pickle Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Has that been around for a while, y'all?
A while.
Yeah, not too long, though. But the question is, it appears to be real. It doesn't appear to be a setup.
Oh, yeah. No, that's right.
It seems real to me. I know some people think it's a setup, but it seems real to me.
You think it's because her accent was so thick?
Maybe. No, I just
thinking it was because she's very, very Southern.
Yeah, people online were just, I saw some of the comments that I've seen before. People are going, that's not real.
And it is real. You can't believe anybody with a Southern accent, I'm going to tell you.
I'm from Mississippi.
No matter what they say. I think she's adorable. But she orders a Dr. Pepper at the Sonic. If you're a true Southerner, you call it the Sonic. So she's at the Sonic, ordered a pickle Dr. Pepper, and the lady taking her order said, okay. And it was like she was used to that order. And she got the Dr. Pepper, and it just had pickles floating in it. And I'll try that. I love pickles.
I thought the same thing.
I think Dr. Pepper's not my favorite fizzy drink, but I like it. From time to time, I crave a Dr. Pepper. Mm. I mean, crave it. Yeah. Just like, oof.
I'd do anything for a Dr. Pepper.
Mm. And then at other times, I'm like, I don't want that bubbly prune juice. You know, the pickle one or just regular Dr. Pepper?
No, don't put pickles in my Dr. Pepper.
Okay. Well, I wasn't going to. Calm down.
Don't put pickles in my Dr. Pepper with a dang pickle. One day you better not put pickles in my Dr. Pepper.
You'll draw back a nub is what'll happen.
You want to lose your life today? Don't put pickles in my Dr. Pepper.
That's kind of what he sounded like. Don't put pickles in my Dr. Pepper. Don't put coconut like that new one they got. Get that out of there. Just regular Dr. Pepper.
If you're going to say it in a Southern accent, Rob, you got to really go for it. It's doctor. You got to leave the sound out of the middle of it. You can hear that lady when she says Dr. Pepper. Doctor. I'm going to get me a Dr. Pepper with pickles.
Dr. Pepper.
Like Clarice says to
Dr. Yeah, Dr. Lecter. Dr. Lecter.
Like Dr. Lecter.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But I'm going to have to try that on the way home. I wonder if it works with the diet, Dr. Pepper. You know, because I'm so tiny, you know.
Yeah.
I can't handle a full sugary Dr. Pepper.
You can't just try it for part of it just to see how it tastes in this case, just for the little experiment.
I could probably just make one at home. Everything's better homemade. You know how I am. So I'll make a Dr. Pepper from scratch. I'll get my Soda Stream machine out, and I'll make a Dr. Pepper, and then I'll pickle the cucumbers and, you know, do the whole thing and make the pickles and then do it. I bet it's a lot better.
It is.
Homemade Dr. Pepper and pickles.
I can't help right now. I'm pickling. Would you put down the pickle and stuff?
But you better not put no pickles in my Dr. Pepper.
Better not.
My Dr. Pepper.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
So yesterday there was there's a podcast that TJ and his wife do called TJ and Jody's House. And it airs every Monday on the Ace and TJ Family app. And yesterday, it was good. It was a good podcast. When you got her out of Louisiana the way you did, mm-hmm.
rescued her
from her current situation, did you ever get the sense that she was settling with you, or that you settled with her?
No.
Or that you didn't find your one true love?
No.
Never even occurred to you, right?
No. Not at all. And I hate to say that because I don't like bragging on her and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, and Ace was there. I mean, we fell fast for each other. And,
oh, yeah.
And it was just a whirlwind.
Okay. Well, it makes this statistic seem unbelievable to me. I can't imagine this is true. According to a new study, 73% of married people admitted that they have never found their true love and instead chose to settle with whoever they're with. 73% never found their true love and decided to settle. Is that unbelievable?
That's sad.
Pretty sad, right? That they not only that they feel that way, but they would admit it to a total stranger that's going, hey, I'm doing a research, or I'm doing a study.
It's anonymous. It wouldn't surprise me that much that they admit it, because that's probably something that they carry around in their hearts quite often.
Yeah, but I also think that they are wah-wah. It's like, okay, my husband made me mad today, or he's always doing things that get on my nerves, and he's not thoughtful like I thought he was, so he's not my one true love. Or my wife is not as affectionate as she made herself out to be, so she's not the right choice for me. I settled for her because I saw these signs before we got married. It's a hindsight thing to where you need to make it seem like you were better to begin with than the one you ended up with. It's an ego thing.
Because I do think it's only settling if you know at the time. You know in advance. Or, you know, when you're getting married, you know, this is my one true love, but you know, it's just... So work.
You don't realize that later on that I could have done
to know better. You settled, you had to have known that in the beginning, I think.
Well, a woman on TikTok who's been in a relationship for almost 6 years has all the signs you need to know if you think you might have settled, or maybe you don't know at all, she's gonna illuminate things for you next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
All right, so did you settle in a relationship? There's a new study out that says 73% of married people admitted that they never found their true love and instead chose to settle with whoever they're with. Shocking number, 3/4 of the people said that they are absolutely settled in their relationship and not with the one true love. Now, there's a woman on TikTok named Kristen who's been with her husband for a decade, and she's got all the answers, so don't worry. She says she experienced what she calls what's now a trend, soulmatism. She says she knew within the first few minutes that she was going to marry the guy that she married. And that's what you call soulmatism. And I think that's really sweet. She said she knew from the first week of dating him. Despite getting hit with the soulmatism, she said she knew that there were some folks still romantically linked to people that they weren't with at the current time. And she said over the years, she's observed what it actually looks like when you've settled. And she's explored this a little bit through a series of TikToks. Now, she says that when she goes to bed every night with her husband, it's like a sleepover. It's that exciting to her. that they shouldn't be doing what they're doing. Like it's not forbidden, but exciting and new every single night. And that's how you know you haven't settled. Let's see.
Every night. After 10 years, she gets that excited. That's yeah. I think it's awesome. I don't believe her, but I think it's awesome.
What else? Well, it's so long. I got to read all this stuff. But you get the idea. I mean, don't settle. Find the person you really like and just move on with it.
So we got one of the six.
Yeah, I'm not reading all this. I just, you know, it's Tuesday. I'm not trying to do all that. There is a crazy story from Planet Fitness, though, coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Go get the Ace and TJ family app at acetj.com/app, or you can just go search for it in your app store. You can do a lot of things. You can listen to the show, watch the show, win great prizes. Like we just gave out a bunch of pairs of tickets to the Love and Life Music Festival this past weekend, and we've already got messages back from the people that won the tickets. Oh my God, thank you so much. I've never been able to do this for me and my daughter. We had a great time. So that was so much fun. Now we're doing a signature spa experience package from the Hyatt Centric South Park. So it's like a 1 hour massage, overnight accommodations, luxury upscale accommodations at the Hyatt Centric South Park. We're just giving that away to one lucky person for their mom for Mother's Day. So that's amazing. Ace TJ Prime Rewards on the new Ace and TJ family app. I know Planet Fitness is going through a lot right now. People are boycotting Planet Fitness. It's been trending for, I don't know, the better part of a month. People still discussing, and I don't really know that full story. But this news story about Planet Fitness is really ugly. A woman named Lizetta went to cancel her Planet Fitness membership, and she says that she got into a bit of an altercation with the person working there, and it ended with him calling her a, she says, did you just call me a 56-year-old fat A? And I believe the employee said, no, I did not. And no? She does not believe him. And the whole thing.
Judgment-free zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I've heard that.
That's the whole selling point of Planet Fitness.
Yeah. So, you know, it's ugly. I mean, you can't call anybody. She says he called her out of her name. But I think this is way worse, calling somebody a fat A. But she seems more perturbed that he called out her age in front of other people as well.
Yeah.
She goes, you looked up my birthday and then called me a 56-year-old fat A?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you call Ace either. That all the time.
A 56-year-old fat A?
So I guess like you're on the employee side of this one.
Maybe.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So an interesting item has hit the auction block, a signed recital program from the day OJ did not murder those two people. He attended his daughter's dance recital on the day of the double murder in 1994. Wow. And that recital program was signed by OJ, and they expect they're going to start it at $1,000. So we're not talking big, big money. Yeah. But why would you want that? I mean, who wants that? And then why would you want that?
Somebody wants it because they think it's going to be more valuable through the years. I mean, if it's not super valuable by now, it's not going to be. But that is weird to have that. Yeah. To say this was signed the day he killed those people.
And I think it's also being able to say, I'm the only person that has one of these.
Sure.
This is the only one in existence, and I have it.
Yeah.
It's too morbid for me. Yeah. It's not something I'd like to have.
I just don't get it.
Yeah, you're not supposed to collect autographs from dirt bags. You know?
It's weird. It is weird. The reviews are still rolling in from the Tom Brady roast. I haven't seen, unless you guys have you seen any numbers about how many viewers it did on Netflix?
No.
I'm sure, though, that Netflix will say it's the biggest viewed special they've ever had that starred an athlete.
Yeah.
You know, they'll always come up with a record for everything.
They're pretty, they hold those numbers, you know, pretty closely, mm-hmm. unless they're huge. So I wouldn't, I wouldn't be surprised if they put out a PR statement saying, like, yeah, this was one of the biggest things we've ever done. But it's pretty much across the board. People loved it. The Tom Brady roast that aired on Sunday.
Why would he do that, though?
Who, Tom?
Yeah.
He's pivoting. He's going to become more in the entertainment space. It's good to get him out there, bring him to a new audience.
Yeah, but, I mean, just to put yourself out there like that and have people make fun of your failed marriage and your wife cheating on you and, I mean, yeah. all of that stuff, is that worth it? I mean, he's the greatest quarterback of all time. He hadn't done a single broadcast, and he's already been signed for hundreds of millions of dollars. Why would he need that? Why would he need that kind of attention? I just don't get it.
I mean, wouldn't what I would have thought he would have done first.
More money. That's why you do it. Are you settling in your relationship? We're going to find out next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.